Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All righty then. Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. We use the term sports a little loosely lately. We do a lot of entertainment stuff as well. So eclectic, so sophisticated, putting my jaw and my nose squarely in the air because I'm superior and better than you. Now, we're here to talk sports when we do at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Feel free to get in wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, this land of Bulgaria, from Varna to Plovdiv. Oh, wait, that's Romania. But anyway, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, all that under one roof, the Costco of Sports Talk. I'm here for you. Free samples in the back. At the bakery, don't take too much cheese. Also, American Forces Radio Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, wherever you are listening, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, maybe on a sub. I was once the guest of the USS Ohio up there in Puget Sound in Bangor, just next to Bremerton in Washington, 200 yards long, Trident sub. Amazing, these sailors sleeping in between silos, 48 missile silos. Don't worry, I won't give away all the secrets. Russia's listening. But just suffice to say, wherever you are in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Otherwise, listening to the programming, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all Apple applications for receiving the programming. We stream through our homepage at sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. All your problems will be solved, maybe. And the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. Social media-wise, if you're in high school, we have the Twitter, at Rick Tittle. And if you're in the fifth grade, we have a Facebook page, Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Hour number one on Fridays, we always visit our friend Jan Wall, the Hollywood expert, and we'll have some entertainment guests as well. And throughout the show, your calls. As I mentioned, let's hear from you as we get into the sporting weekend. 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Always great to have a Friday show because it means we're just that closer to the weekend, and it also means we check in with the proprietor at JanWall.com. It is the celebrity Hollywood expert, Jan Wall. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, all right, Oscar time this weekend. Woo-hoo!
You know what? One more of these, and I'm already vaxxed, so in May, I'm going to come back to the studio, kid. So maybe one more from our houses?
Oh, I would love that. I want to be in studio with you, Rick. We have such fun.
We do. And you know what else we do? We bring in great guests. So let's go to our first one right now. We're very happy to have film director Brad Bennett. His new project is called Unmarked, and it is going to be releasing wherever you can get your streams, Apple TV, iTunes, Amazon, Vimeo, also DVD on the 27th. Brad, welcome to the show. Unmarked is about a lot of burial sites and grave sites, burial grounds that have been lost or are disappearing through neglect, especially in the African-American community. Tell us how this all got off the ground.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it. This project I took on about 3 years ago, and essentially I heard a piece on the radio about, I'm actually in Central Virginia, and I heard about a grave site in Richmond where folks couldn't even get back to where their family members were buried. And that just kind of blew my mind. You know, the cemeteries are a place where, you know, you have reverence for those that are buried there. And, you know, if you couldn't get back to where your own family members were buried, you know, obviously that poses a problem. So I went out and started documenting some of the preservation efforts that were happening at that particular cemetery. And just kind of
how interesting. That is so interesting. It's so important to have these places. This is Jan Wall, and I can't wait to see this because not only are these important places just on their own, but it gives the family a place to come and, you know, mourn, but also remember and celebrate. They're very important, these grave sites.
No, definitely. It, It's so true. And, you know, I feel like nowadays, too, I feel like society at large just really doesn't give the time to kind of really stop and reflect. You know, everything's so go, go, go these days. And, you know, I think we just kind of wanted to bring it back and get folks to just remember, you know, those who came before us.
You know, so many times I've been in old graveyards and in Europe as well, and just through natural erosion, a lot of the tombstones are losing the inscriptions. But you think about slaves, and even when they got their freedom, they didn't even have surnames. So a lot of them picked presidential names like, you know, Washington, Adams, Jefferson. So it's hard enough when they don't even have their own names to actually have their own grave site, right?
That's so true. Yeah, and a lot of the African-American community, you know, they all they really have, at least dating back, you know, two to three generations, is that oral history. Because just like you said, back when folks were in that community were enslaved, you're right, they didn't have last names. And so all they really have is that oral history and that family telling of that history. So, and then and where people are potentially buried.
Do you do well-known people as well as those that are, of course, well-known to their family and friends?
Well, so what's interesting, one of the cemeteries that we documented in Richmond was the one I was talking about earlier. There's some very well-notable African-American folks that went on and lived or contributed much to the local society there, but weren't really recorded. Their grave sites were overlooked, but the their contributions were great. So, for instance, there's Maggie L. Walker. She, I think L was her middle initial, but essentially she was one of the first African-American women bankers in the early 1900s who, you know, that of course was unheard of, and she is actually buried at this one cemetery, and that folks really couldn't get back in to see her gravesite. So that's just a small example of some of the people that were featured in our film.
You know, one of the interesting things about documentaries is you can get a topic that's interesting, but a lot of times it's just better off, you know, being an article in the Wall Street Journal or something. For a movie, as you know, it has to be entertaining. It has to have a good pace to it. It has to be compelling. How did you get this topic, what could be a bone-dry topic, and make it so compelling?
Yeah. I mean, I think really connecting it with the folks that were involved, the family, so the descendants, they really could speak to the areas in which, you know, their families were buried, and, you know, can kind of educate us, really, because, I mean, I'm just there documenting what is going on, but it's not my story to tell, you know, so they're able to share us perspectives that we might not think about from people who lived during those times, and, yeah, I think it's really them, you know, some of the locations that we documented, are notable. You know, we went to Monticello. You know, one of the areas that we covered was Sweetbriar College, which is an all-women's college here in Central Virginia. And most people don't know that actually used to be a plantation. And so, and there's actually people that still work there, that live there locally, that have worked there through the generations since it was a plantation. So it's just kind of mind-boggling when you sit back and think about just how this history is even playing out nowadays.
Fascinating. I really look forward to seeing this. I went to a cemetery in Prague, which was a Jewish cemetery, and because of the Holocaust, a lot of those names are also erased. And you know, the people who died in camps who the Nazis could care less, right?
Sure.
So it was really incredible to go to that. And I see when you go to these, you know, cemeteries, I can't say the ghosts, but the spirits are really there, and certainly in the hearts and minds of the relatives. It's very dramatic. I think it's really for cinema. I can see how you made a movie about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an important subject, for sure. I mean, it's something that's really not covered. I mean, sure, there's documentaries about gray sites and whatnot, but specifically for this part of American history, it's just really not covered that well, and so we wanted to shed some light on that, for sure.
All right, the director is Brad Bennett. The movie is called Unmarked, and it's going to be coming video on demand and to DVD on April 27th. Brad, congratulations on the doc, and let's catch up on your next one, man.
Congratulations. Can't wait. Can't wait to see
it. Thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
All right. All right, good stuff. We'll take a quick break. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, and we'll be right back at you on Sports Byline USA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
Comes on, your bed is on, and I'll be gone. But
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, thanks for that. Always good to hear a little dissonance as well. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's very nice to welcome our next guests, filmmakers Zeke Cam and Taylor Morden. They're here to talk about their very popular documentary, which is on Netflix, called The Last Blockbuster. Let's start with you, Zeke. I know you you wrote it, and I didn't realize that just about everybody has a blockbuster anecdote. And what about you? What was it about this project that spoke to you?
That's probably kind of complicated because it was sort of like a full body experience when Taylor said, "Hey, do you want to make a movie about the last blockbuster?" I said, "There's still blockbusters left?" So I was pretty surprised. And, of course, my answer had to be yes, because if I was that surprised, I thought maybe everybody else would be, too.
It's a wonderful documentary. This is Jan Wall. I just love it, and everybody's talking about it. So it turns out, guys, that everybody has a blockbuster story, as Rick said, and everybody connects emotionally to going into blockbusters and really being in love with the different movies that they chose and what they just saw and what they were excited to see. I mean, it's kind of a universal thing.
It really is. We started, you know, we had like warm-up questions for every person that we were interviewing, you know, like what's your favorite movie, that sort of thing. And every single person's answer to what was your favorite movie to rent or what's your favorite movie from Blockbuster, they didn't tell us the movie. They would start by saying, every Friday my grandmother would take me in station wagon after school to go pick out a movie. Everyone had a story rather than a movie. And we started to realize it's much more than just the movies, the experience of Blockbuster. It's the experience. It's who you go with. It's the physical. We realized this is going to have a lot more emotional impact than we originally thought.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Taylor. I interview comedians, and there are six comedians that I've interviewed in this movie: Paul Scheer, Jamie Kennedy, Doug Benson, Ryan Posehn, Jim Gaffigan. Even I've done Sam Levine. I didn't realize how many people, you know, we always hear the story that Tarantino worked in a video store, but I didn't know how many people worked in a video store just because they loved show business. I always just kind of looked at it as a job, but for a lot of these people, it was their way to kind of connect to Hollywood.
Yeah, it definitely was. And for me, as a young person who rented movies, I always wanted to work at a video store. And I actually applied to work at Blockbuster several times and never got past their computer screening algorithm thing. But luckily for us, a lot of people who did work there went on to work in TV and movies. It's a pretty common path, as we discovered. I mean, some of the people, like Jamie Kennedy, we didn't know that his first commercial gig was for Blockbuster. That he surprised us with that during the interview, and that was fantastic.
Now, there's no more Blockbusters, right?
Oh, there's one.
There's still the one.
It's right
Bend,
here.
Oregon.
Just
the same one is still in Oregon. Okay. Well, what happens to all those VHS tapes? I have about
Taylor,
200.
Taylor has most of them.
Yeah.
Who does?
I do.
Taylor.
I've been collecting them over the course of making this movie, but they're starting to disappear. You know, the ones that have been kept in garages and attics and things, the magnetic tape deteriorates. So they're just they're literally vanishing before our eyes.
Huh. You know what? When in my town in the late 80s and the 90s, the Blockbuster didn't kill the mom and pop shops. And I think because Blockbuster always seemed to have a line, and it seemed like everybody went there first. And so, but I know some of these other places like Bend, it was either adapt or die when Blockbuster came to town, right?
Yeah. That's literally what happened to this store here. They, you know, it was kind of like a gangster movie. They made them an offer they couldn't refuse. And the offer was, if you don't turn into a Blockbuster, we're going to open up across the street from you and you're going to go out of business.
Whoa.
And that was pretty common all over the country. That was kind of their aggressive business model.
So we'll never see this again. We'll never see this kind of world where, you know, DVDs, or, you know, we'll never have this world again where everybody gets together and geeks out on the movies they love that they could take home. We'll never see this again, right?
Sadly, I doubt it. I think there's going to be little pockets. Yeah. I think it'll be, you know, there's still lots of independent video stores scraping by. So if this is something, if you watch our movie and you think, oh, I want this for myself, I want this to be available for my children, then go rent videos from your video stores. There's a lot of towns that have them. Look them up, find them. You know, they're independent. Go hang out there, have fun, rent videos. And if you want to help keep the last Blockbuster alive, when you're in town, come to the store, or they have stuff on their website. You can buy our DVD from them, or sweatshirts or T-shirts and hats and all that kind of stuff. So,
you know,
it might be like the record store, you know, where every town has, if it's big enough, has one. And if enough people go there, you can still get a taste of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I was in England about 20 years ago, in this little town, Harpenden, about an hour outside London, they had their own Blockbuster. I mean, it was taken over the world. So you think about, for a while there, they were mailing DVDs like the original Netflix. And I liked in your film where you kind of thought, well, you know, streaming video killed Blockbuster. And you go, we'll tell you the real reason later. And it's kind of funny. It was kind of just boneheaded financials, and that's the real reason. It wasn't just because of streaming that killed it, right?
Yeah, it's a lot more complicated than we originally thought, for sure.
Yeah, if you had to boil it down, you could say greed. Uh-huh. But it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hubert.
During the pandemic and all the eyeballs that have been in on this, are you guys, I mean, I'm sure you knew you had a good movie on your hand, but are you surprised at how many people have gone gaga for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
really popular.
We loved it, and the people here in Bend loved the movie, but, I mean, to see it get to the point where, you know, it's a meme, it's on the front page of Reddit, and it's trending on Twitter and things like that, I didn't expect that. I don't know. Zeke, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Everything I do, whether I do something that turns out great or turns out bad, I always start out thinking, this is going to be a huge hit.
That is
and
so
really
funny.
The thing that surprised me the most, because I get why it's because of the irony, and it seems silly, the whole thing. So I get why the internet has fallen in love with it. But what surprised me was we've won a bunch of awards for it, and I'm really proud of that. Like, I feel like we made a film that works at a level beyond the obvious. You know, where we've gotten just anonymous messages from people online, big guys that you would be a little scared if you bumped into them at a bar accidentally, telling us that they were crying when they got to the end of the movie. Like, they were really moved by it. And that, for me, that feels like the biggest reward.
Taylor, when you were making the movie, what did you think was maybe one of the more bizarre things? Like, I always thought it was weird how they tried to make you buy these rewinders when you could just press rewind on your own VCR. I mean, what were some of the more weird things you found?
You know, the weird stuff I kind of already knew because I was so into renting videos, and I was a big advocate of the tape rewinder because, you know, it's bad for your VCR to rewind too many tapes. And also the pro tip is if you want to watch another movie right away and not wait the 3 minutes to rewind the tape, you put it in the separate rewinder and you can start up that next movie while the other one's rewinding. But, there was a lot of interesting stuff. I thought all the businessy stuff, you know, I think that Supreme Court case that we touched on that kind of opened the floodgates, that was fascinating to me, of like it went all the way to the Supreme Court just so that we could have Blockbuster Video.
Very interesting. And, you know, it reminds me of the Serial Mom movie that John Waters made where Kathleen Turner's character wants to kill anyone who doesn't rewind their tape. I mean, that's just great. Well, I'm really glad you made this because it's a document. It's what like the Supreme Court case. It's new information for a lot of people. And plus, it just brings back something that was a beautiful moment in our history where we all shared this great love.
Oh, yeah, one of the great things about it, too, is, you know, for anyone who's a teenager now, it's all new information. They never mm-hmm. went to a Blockbuster video. They've never rented mm-hmm. a tape. And so it did feel important to kind of preserve what that experience was for future generations. You know, a kid born right. today may never, ever see a DVD in their lifetime.
So wow.
It's important to make some kind of historical document while we're also trying to tell funny jokes and make people remember
yeah.
the smell of a VHS.
If you haven't seen it, get to Netflix. It's called The Last Blockbuster. We've been speaking with the co-producers and Z-Cam, who wrote it, and Taylor Morton, who directed it. Gentlemen, congratulations on the film and all the accolades you've been receiving, and thanks for dropping by today.
Thanks, Zeke and Taylor.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, good
wow.
stuff. On the other
great.
Side, we'll check in with Patricia Kelly, the widow of the great Gene Kelly. How about that, Jan?
Is your car no longer stopping like it used to? Don't miss out on spring brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. You'll find great deals on brake pads and rotors, fluids, degreasers, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
I feel like I'm-
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you here on Sports Byline and American Forces Radio Network. Our next guest, happy to have Patricia Kelly, the widow of Gene Kelly, and she's here to talk about Gene and also her one-person show, Gene Kelly, The Legacy, which is more than 2 hours long and mixes a lot of clips and anecdotes and other things. Patricia, welcome to the show. And it's true that when you met Gene, you were writing for a show and he came in to narrate it, and you didn't know who he was. Is that right?
It's hard to admit that now, but that's absolutely true. I had no idea, and I heard the name. And I honestly did not know if Gene Kelly was a man or a woman. And people were talking about this thing called Singing in the Rain that was to die for, and I had no idea what they were talking about. I was a really nerdy library kid, and I didn't go to the movies much and watch TV, so I completely missed him.
Patricia, this is Jan Wall. I saw your one-woman show in San Francisco. It goes by in like 5 minutes. It is so exciting and so remarkable because you've got tapes, you've got behind-the-scenes stories. I mean, you go into detail about how he had his pants made a certain way so his beautiful backside showed. And, you know, I mean, all these, and his politics, I mean, you really get into it. It's just remarkable. I give you great kudos for putting together a show like this.
Oh, well, thank you for being there. It's such an interesting, people always ask me to describe it, and it's such a hybrid. There's really nothing quite like it. I mean, I think most spouses don't interview their husbands every day and record what they said. And so, and since I did that every day, almost every day for over 10 years, I have this extraordinary story of this guy. And what's interesting is that people come up to me after the show and they say, you know what, I loved him before, but I love him even more now. Because they love him up on the screen. I mean, he's drop-dead gorgeous and he's a phenomenal performer. But what they don't know is what kind of man he really was, and that he was this true romantic who used to sprinkle the Valentines around the house, and that he was just a really decent guy with a great humility and humanity. And I think right now we're all yearning for that kind of decency. So
he was amazing. His progressive politics. You know, I've read everything I can on him. There's a recently wonderful new biography of him out by two sisters who love him the way we all do. And his politics were progressive. If he hadn't been such a big star, he would have been busted during the McCarthy era, you know, the way John Garfield and a number of other people were. Because he was very progressive, right?
Right, and Garfield was a very good friend, and it just crushed Gene because so many of his close friends were absolutely destroyed by that time. But you're right that Gene was so important to the studio. There was no way. And plus, as he said, everybody knew who was a communist and who was not. He said, I have his FBI file, which is about 3 inches thick. He was followed everywhere, and every progressive cause, they would write down the license plates and things. But most recently, I found some very interesting things about his working for the anti-lynching law, and it's amazing that how many decades later we're still talking about such a thing. And so he was really, he was always looking out for the underdog, the guy who I think that really defines him, and it defines his whole look on life. He just, even for the football teams he would root for, he never rooted for the rich teams. He always rooted for the ones that had to kind of work extra hard. And so he was really, I think, I always say I wish Gene were here every day, but I think what is going on and went on in the last few years would just have destroyed him, the lack of integrity and the focus on wealth, the focus on gain at the expense of humans, at the expense of people, that's completely anathema to him.
A couple more questions for Patricia Kelly. I always wondered from Clockwork Orange, the rape murder while Malcolm McDowell is singing in the rain. Did he have a problem with that?
It was interesting because Malcolm was always telling a story that he was at a party and that Jean had kind of dissed him. And I went up to Malcolm at an event here and I introduced myself and I said, look, he wasn't dissing you. He was angry at Kubrick because Jean and Kubrick were friends and Kubrick had actually tried to get Jean. He wanted to do a musical with Jean and Jean respected him tremendously and was just stunned that Stanley Kubrick did not ask, even come to Jean about using that piece, nor did he pay Jean. And I think those were the things. And when I told that story to Malcolm, Malcolm kind of laughed and he said, you know, he didn't pay me for some things either. And interestingly, Jean, that was his issue. He was kind of a handshake guy. You did things. It was about honor and your word, and he kept his. And I think that it was more just a violation of a friendship that really hurt him, and not getting recompense for it. So, but interestingly, he never saw it. He said, "I really don't want to see it." So he didn't see it.
Two quick questions, Patricia, Jan Wall again. When are you bringing this back to the Bay Area? I'm on a lot of air here, and I just really want you to bring this show back. And then secondly, did he ever dance around the house? Did he ever suddenly break into a move around the house?
Well, first of all, once the minute we can get back into theaters, I would love to bring the show back.
Please,
but I've also
please.
Created a big new live symphony and cinema tribute, and I'm on stage with 70 musicians, and we have the music from the clips played live by the orchestra on stage, and I weave a different set of stories in between those clips, and it's amazing just to hear this music, and we had to kind of excise Gene's voice and his taps, so you hear him singing, but then the music is played, and it's played beautifully, and I think San Francisco Symphony would be perfect
for
that.
Of course, absolutely.
We just need to get that out. Now, as far as bursting into moves around the house, that wasn't really Gene's style. I did see him in an interesting situation with Michael Jackson. We went to visit Michael Jackson, had dinner at his house, not the one, the big one everybody knows about, but the one in the valley that preceded it. And Gene wanted to do a musical with Michael, and he wanted to do Frankie and Johnny, which would have been terrific. He wanted to have Quincy Jones do the music, and he wanted the Ballet of Dance Theater of Harlem to be the dancers in it, and we went to the house, and Michael had memorized all of Gene's moves, and he had watched very obscure television, the 1959 television series or specials, and he knew all of these numbers, and he stood up at the table, and he imitated Gene to the T. I mean, absolutely down to the minutest, even canting of his hat over his left eye and everything, And then Gene stood up at the table to show Michael the dances that he thought should be in this musical. So it was this incredible thing. I'm just sitting there with my mouth open watching Michael Jackson dance at one side of the table and then Gene dance at the other side. So that was that was kind of a memorable night.
Patricia, kind of.
Yeah, and you know, I remember hearing Debbie Reynolds tell the story that, you know, Gene was so good that she said that he would, in Singing in the Rain, that sometimes he would get upset with her because she said that she just couldn't keep up with him. Was he kind of exacting in that way?
Well, you know, interesting. I mean, Debbie's fantastic performer and everything, but she never told the same story, and she didn't tell the truth. She just the story just kind of grew over the years, and so I kind of, you have to really take Debbie with a grain of salt. And interestingly, she worked with primarily with Jean's assistants, really put her through the paces. Carol Haney and Jeannie Coyne, and Jean, of course, worked with her, but he choreographed. She doesn't do the same steps that Donald and Jean do, if you watch carefully, but he choreographed it to make her look terrific, and that was always his intent with any partners, is you choreograph to their ability so that they shine. And she worked very, very hard. The stories about the bloody feet and the doctors called and her staying at the studio overnight because he worked her so hard, all of that is not true, and the production notes show that, but made for a good story. But it's
good story, yeah.
It was exacting. I mean, I think if you talk to any choreographer, any animator, any cinematographer, I mean, you have to be exact. If you don't hit your mark in your dance, it's off, and you've ruined the whole thing. And if you don't hit your mark, and the camera doesn't hit its mark, and you don't hit the mark of the music, then you have to scrub it and do it again. And Jean was a boy raised in the Depression in Pittsburgh, and there were two things that were really violations for him, and one was wasting time, and one was wasting money, and you just didn't do either. And I think any choreographer knows, it's all, dance is all about precision. It's all about that. So he hated being described as a perfectionist. He thought it was suddenly, it had become kind of a derogatory term. And he said, and I think you may remember this, Jan, that he said, you know, when you go to the surgeon, do you ask for the sloppy guy? No.
Well, we're out of time, unfortunately. No. Where do we go online to find out more, Patricia?
I've got a
zillion
questions for you, Patricia. Oh,
let's do this again.
Honey.
Yes.
Come back.
Follow the Facebook, Jean Kelly the Legacy, and Instagram, Jean Kelly Legacy, and then I'll have notices there for all of the upcoming things.
Good.
And I'll definitely reach out when we can get back up to your area.
Good.
And
girl,
would love to join you again. That would be great.
Thank you, Patricia, and thank you for keeping this legacy going. It's very important.
Thank you
great
so much
stuff
for
from
having
Patricia
me.
Kelly. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break. Some Jan Wall recommendations on the other side, so come on back on Sports Pop.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we
can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Hey, Jenny, I just realized the Oscars are on Sunday. Can I ask you for your predictions?
Yeah, I think Nomadland will sweep everything that it's up for, as it should. My favorite movie of the year. It's simple. It's got a lot of real great cinema qualities in it, that it really just tells a simple story. And it is quite beautiful. It takes you to a place you never expected. But please, everybody, sit and watch it. Don't be talking on the phone. I mean, this is art. So I'd say Nomadland. I also think the grandmother from Minari is going to take it home, which is great. And, you know, this is the first year we've got an Asian American nominated for Best Actor. We've got two women in directors. So, I mean, it's a very interesting year. And we've got Soul, this beautiful, beautiful score and wonderful animated film. So this is an interesting year. Now, next year will be more interesting because people will actually be back out in theaters and there'll be more investment in the movies and maybe they won't be so depressing. I think Bill Maher said it best when he said this year the Oscars, so many of them are like Debbie Downers. I mean, they're depressing, but a lot of them are real high quality, and that's why the Oscars are important. They set the bar high. It's got to be about more than just box office.
Okay, we just have 20 seconds. Let me ask you this. Best actor, Anthony Hopkins and The Father, Riz Ahmed, Sound of Metal, Steven Yeun, Minari, Chadwick Boseman, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, or Gary Oldman, Mank. Who do you like?
Yeah, I like them all. I would say Boseman has the best chance because people are devastated by his loss, and they love his former films. But I would prefer, well, The Father was brilliant. Anthony Hopkins, he's already won. A lot of them have already won. I think Sound of Metal, amazing film, especially for those of us who love music and are worried about our hearing.
Yeah. I have the director on my show, too. Let's see if it helps. Jan, thanks for your time. We'll see you next week,
okay.
Kid.
Okay. All right.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.